This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today, actually a beautiful guest that's sitting in front of me at the studio, is Veronica Villanueva, who's the author of The Grace of Cancer, a two-time cancer warrior and a mindset coach. Veronica, I am so excited to have you.
Oh, thank you, Maria. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for asking me to be here.
Oh my God, it's an honor to have you be here.
Thank
Two-time
you.
Cancer survivor. I feel so special just being around you. I can just, I mean, warrior. I don't even want to say survivor. But I love starting out with the why. Why are you doing what you're doing today? And specifically, let's talk about the book, The Grace of Cancer. Obviously, I can assume the why, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, the book basically is your answer to why. I'm really here to, and I believe this because that's why I'm here as a two-time cancer warrior, because it's not every day that you hear somebody who has a stage 4 incurable metastatic lung cancer survive with a tumor in the brain and 7 in the liver and 2 on the chest. So here I am getting emotional. I'm here, I believe, to give hope and to inspire people to be their best version and live this phenomenal life. And it starts with me because I'm doing it. And I, you know, a lot of people won't believe this, but cancer has been the best thing that's ever happened to me because it's given me so much clarity and commitment to the way I want to live, not how I should live.
I love that. I love that.
And that we were all, I'm taught how we should be living, right? And that's one of the issue for so many unhappiness in this world, is that we do so many things in our daily lives that isn't what we desire. It's what our culture, our upbringing, our parents, our society, our, you know. And I am very intentional about not living that kind of life.
That's incredible. What advice do you have for the women who are listening who might not be going through, obviously, cancer or anything that's so terminal, but what advice do you have for them not to be there to wake up? Because I feel like a lot of us are asleep. We don't wake up and change things about ourselves until something bad is about to happen or until our life is at threat.
Yeah, no, I always tell people, you know, like The Grace of Cancer book is not just about cancer. You know, it's about my journey and, you know, what's required of someone who is going through something. What do you do with such a diagnosis, right? So you replace cancer with anything, divorce, losing a child, losing a job, you know, deciding whether you want to stay home, be a mom or whatever. I think it's honesty. You know, you have to be looking at yourself every day. And you have to be honest about what you want and what you want to be. And really not consider anybody else but you. Because at the end of the day, as much as we have family and we have our loved ones and our society, you're facing life by yourself. And that is a harsh reality. That is the truth, because at the end of the day, you have to decide, do you want chemo? Do you want radiation? Do you want this? And I say that in my book. You know, you need to prioritize you. And so by being honest with yourself, it means you love yourself enough to be honest with yourself. And you need to give yourself the love and the self-care. And that takes time, you know. And I wrote more about that in my book, but I practice that because we're all guilty of not loving ourselves. We love many people. Mm-hmm. We take care of many people. You know, our children, our parents, our friends. Mm-hmm. But we're so empty, you know. And at the end of the day, we're not happy. We pretend to be happy. I did in my marriage. And, you know, it felt good to take care of other people because if I took care of me, that means I have to be honest with myself. Mm. That means I have to figure out what makes me happy. That means I need to get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do. And accept. Because you have to love everything about you. I mean, physically, all the intangibles, you know. And already they're physical. The physical part is already an issue. We're never happy about the way we look. So, you know, that's the most obvious one. But what about reaching in really deep and knowing what it is? Are we doing? Are we being? See, that's what we do. We do. We mm-hmm. do. I'm asking all of us to be. And that's why I said, I'm here to inspire you to be mm-hmm. who you're meant to be. It's what you're meant to do. It's right. What you were meant to be.
It's interesting you're talking about this because I am going through a journey on my own that seems to be extremely difficult because I'm asking that question, who do I want to be? I do a lot of things. I'm a serial entrepreneur. But that's just what I do. It's not who I am. And after my child was born, my third child, obviously time is at essence. I don't have the time that I used to have with my two girls. They're older. They're not depending on me. So this child is depending on me. So any time I spend away from my baby, I want it to be for a purpose. And that started triggering this whole question in my head. What am I doing? What am I doing with my time? If I'm going to be away from my baby, is it impacting other people? Is it doing something good? Is it part of the mission and the personal mission that I'm here on this earth for, right? But then that started triggering all these other thoughts in my head where, well, why am I here? What's my purpose? And I feel like I would love your thoughts on that. People like myself who are in search of what their purpose is. What are some things they could do to really go deep, deep, deep and listen to that subconscious mind that most of the time knows everything that's good for us? What's your advice?
Well, first, you have to prioritize yourself, right? It's not, you know, once again, I've had three children, and if I were to redo it again, it's like the oxygen mask, mm-hmm. right? You first, and it may sound selfish, but it's not. It's what everyone has to understand is that when you replenish, you're fulfilled, you're happy, you're balanced, everyone around you is going to flourish, you know? And you become a gift, you know, because I know that. Because I've witnessed that with me. You know, when I'm replenished and I'm very, very selfish about my time because I fight every day for time, you know? So I make sure that I fill it with whatever it is that I want, you know? And women, men, us, human beings, you know, we fill it so much with, I hate to say this, with things that just don't matter. They're stupid. They're just, at the end of the day, and I faced death twice already, it's not what you do. It's how I left you yesterday. It's what memories we've created, what conversations we've had, you know, the moments, the meals we've had, where, you know, the laughter. I know I am, you know, so greedy for those experiences. And that's what I tell my friends is never buy me gifts. The gift I want is your time. Mm. And let's create memories because, you know, in my deathbed, I want to be thinking about all those. And I'm going to leave smiling and laughing because I'll be replaying all of that. And I think that's beautiful.
Speaking of deathbed, I tend to take myself there quite often to help solidify what it is that I want to do, because I'm just one of those crazy entrepreneurs that wants to do it all. I really do want to do it all. And as I'm getting older, I'm realizing it's impossible. You cannot do it all, especially all at the same time. If I'm home trying to care for my baby, I cannot be running a business at that moment or talking to clients. If I'm here in the radio station in our studio recording, I cannot be with my baby, obviously. And so as I think of myself on the deathbed, which is kind of crazy, but I think that helps me really narrow things down. Because for someone like me who's just so ambitious and I love so many things, and that's, I think, to a certain extent is the problem, I do that and it helps me. But as a mindset coach, what other advice do you have for somebody who is really passionate and good at so many things, but it's hard for them to narrow it down to one thing so that less energy is being wasted on a lot of things, but instead it's on one thing, and that one thing is just shining through and you're succeeding at that one thing?
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you wanting everything, and, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think it's a great quality of yours.
Thank you.
I think gratitude, you know, I like what you said, that you think about death, and I think we all need to think about death. I think we avoid it. I don't think it should be avoided. I think it should be celebrated, because the same way we came into this life smiling, you know, we should leave smiling. And if you're not going to be smiling, you better revisit your life right now, today, this second, and figure out how you're going to be smiling when you're in your deathbed. Because if you're not, that means you didn't live. You didn't live. You didn't figure out how to live in this beautiful life that we've been blessed to have. So gratitude for everything, the air, anything, being here,
yeah,
you know, anything. I wake up, I jump out of bed every morning, you know, why? Because I've been told twice that I'm going to die. Get that. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not afraid of death. I just have so many plans that I want to fulfill, and then take me away, because guess what? I'll be laughing and smiling, and, you know, I've got some more goals, and I believe that's why I'm still here, alive, thriving, and doing crazy things, like, you know.
I love it. You're a true inspiration, you know.
Thank you. Not
just because you survived cancer twice, which, you know, my dad passed away from cancer, and I wish I had known you sooner so I could learn from you and the things that you've done to survive it. But I don't know if you want to talk about that at all, but it's up to you. But I want to talk a little bit more about mindset, because I feel like every time I'm around you, I feel so empowered, but also enlightened. And last time we met, and you mentioned this earlier, where you said, I want to leave people with something good, right? Like some nice memory, whether it's food we shared or something we talked about. And last time we met, we shared a really good juice that you had made. And we talked about success. We talked about redefining success. And I really want to have the moment to discuss what we discussed offline, because I it changed my perspective after our conversation, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking about what you said constantly.
Great.
And I would love to just have you mention that again on air, if it's okay.
I say so many things. Success to me is, you know, success is getting up in the morning. You know, it doesn't have to be big anymore. I think those people who, or how, again, this is an example of things that are just gives us so much pressure, you know, makes life hard to live. Life is hard enough, you know. So success can be whatever it is that you want. And, you know, for me, I lived such a perfectionist life. So I'm really sensitive to people feeling or making me feel like, oh, my God, you got to be successful. You got to. I'm already successful. I'm living. Right. That in itself is success. You know, anything more than that is great. Then, yeah, you know, we're all. I mean, my book is Lessons in Humility and Greatness. You know, you have to have the humility. I think, you know, success is, to me, redefined, is to be a human being. Very few people can live that, including me, you know. So I just think that success is something that everyone should, you know, take a look at in their lives and just chill about, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We spend so much time stressing over nonsense, especially work. I feel like people spend so much time and energy stressing over work and making money. Just have less. I mean, that's what I did when I quit my job at New York Times. I was like, I'll just buy less bags, less shoes.
Well, you know, just the idea of you work hard, it'll pay off.
Play hard. Yeah, no.
No. Work smart.
Yeah.
Work smart.
Thank you.
There's a difference, you know, and I wish I knew that. Many years ago, even my children, you know, work smarter. It's not about working hard. It's about working smarter.
And how could we do that?
By being intentional. Mm. When you say you're going to sit and you're going to do something, you do that. You don't do anything else. You don't multitask. You know, you focus.
And how do you make that decision? Because like you, I'm very stubborn. If I make a decision to do something, I'll just see it through, even if I'm miserable halfway through or I don't want to do it anymore. But I'll do it just because I said so. But it's the deciding part that takes me a little bit longer because I know I'll stick with it. How do you make your decisions?
Well, here's the thing. I believe, and this is why I think, you know, I know that I'm still here, is I have these habits, established habits. And when I say established, they're repetitive, they're consistent, they're compounding. And when you have something like that, it doesn't require willpower. Willpower is not part of the conversation anymore because you just do it. You know, our problem is we're constantly negotiating with ourselves. When you have established good habits, you're disciplined and focused, there is no negotiation.
Amazing. Veronica, where can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, simple, if you can pronounce and spell my last name.
We'll have it in the show notes.
VeronicaVillanueva.com, VV.
Thank you so much. You've been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been amazing as always. Thank you for having me.
This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.